Hello, this is Peter Kane at Lucid. It's Monday, the 13th of June, and joining me today is Chief Executive Stuart Nicol from the Inverness Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Peter.
It's good to see you. Stuart, there's been a lot happening in Inverness, in particular in surrounding areas, and Inverness is an economic driver for the region. Can you tell us a little bit more about why you see Inverness as being thriving or why it's important economically to the Highlands?
I think it's significantly important for a number of reasons. Obviously, it's the capital of the Highlands. That's a historic label, but it's a very appropriate one. I think the major reasons that Inverness is doing so well are the environs, obviously, the industry sectors that we're starting to attract, the track record we've got with a number of those that have come in. Perhaps as new industries a decade ago are now very well established and we're getting spin-offs from that. A large public sector that obviously is based in Inverness that supports the social and health needs across the whole of the Highland community. So there's a lot going on in Inverness, and I think there's a lot changing, and it's largely all for the good.
And I think that can be recognised in the kind of growth of the Chamber, isn't it? Lucid has just joined with the Inverness Chamber of Commerce, especially because it was clearly growing and thriving, and I guess you can see that in spades with the amount of companies that come along and joining.
That's right, yes. I mean, it's been a clear focus. I've been in post just under 3 years now, but it's a clear focus I've had has been to grow Chamber membership, to increase the offering that we've got for members, and to really lobby hard and effectively on behalf of members. And that's largely what we do, and it's a very tough environment. I think I started the week the recession was declared official. It wasn't my fault, honest. But it's been a really tough 2.5-3 years. And to be honest, I can't see that we're through it yet. But against that backdrop, we've seen a very substantial and steady growth in Chamber numbers. And that's been a very definite strategy and a very definite campaign that I've had, is to grow the number of people in membership of Chamber, and also to seek to increase the range of services and offerings that we've got as a Chamber of Commerce.
And what for the rest of the year? We're just in June at the moment. What for the rest of the year? Any particular plans for the Chamber? Any kind of key events that are upcoming that we should know about?
Yeah, there's a number of things. I mean, largely Chamber exists for two reasons. One, it's to enable businesses to do business better. And that largely is around us providing networking events, providing sponsorship opportunities, and we do that through a very active and a very growing events programme. The second thing that we do is that we lobby on behalf of member businesses. So next week, for instance, I'm down in London seeing Danny Alexander in Dover House as part of a delegation from Scottish Chambers of Commerce. Last week I was in Glasgow meeting MEPs, again pressing the case for Highland businesses. And that's a lot of hard work. We're geographically remote, but I think it's very important that as Chief Executive of Highland Chamber, I'm putting myself out there to make sure that the particular needs of Highland businesses are understood and met by politicians and other business organisations around the country.
And in the recent Scottish Parliament elections will have made that even more of a focus for you, I would imagine, because we've got a very strong SNP-led Scottish administration now, so I guess that means a different approach to Holyrood as well.
I think that's right. I mean, I don't think any of us saw this one coming, but it provides us with a superb opportunity, and dealing with politicians is very much part of the day job, and we recognise that can be a challenge at times, but we do have good connections with MSPs, MPs, and we're starting to work with members of the European Parliament, because we recognise as a Chamber movement that a lot of the laws and regulations that can either enable business to happen or actually get in the road of it has an origin out there in Europe. So we're trying to engage with these guys to make sure that they understand the needs of Scottish businesses very well.
Okay, Stuart Nicol, Chief Executive of Inverness Chamber of Commerce, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.